Room of One's Own by Virginia Woolf. Read by Juliet Stevenson. Chapter 1. But, you may say, we asked you to speak about women and fiction. What has that got to do with A Room of One's Own? I will try to explain. When you asked me to speak about women and fiction, I sat down on the banks of a river and began to wonder what the words meant. They might mean simply a few remarks about Fanny Burney, a few more about Jane Austen, a tribute to the Brontes and a sketch of Haworth Parsonage under snow, some witticisms, if possible, about Miss Mitford, a respectful allusion to George Eliot, a reference to Mrs. Gaskell, and one would have done. But at second sight, the words seemed not so simple. The title Women and Fiction might mean, and you may have meant it to mean, women and what they are like. Or it might mean women and the fiction that they write. Or it might mean women and the fiction that is written about them. Or it might mean that somehow all three are inextricably mixed together, and you want me to consider them in that light. But when I began to consider the subject in this last way, which seemed the most interesting, I soon saw that it had one fatal drawback. I should never be able to come to a conclusion. I should never be able to fulfil what is, I understand, the first duty of a lecturer, to hand you, after an hour's discourse, a nugget of pure truth to wrap up between the pages of your notebooks.